Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall. The iconic folk musician and activist Pete Seeger died in late January at the age of 94. We paid tribute to Pete at the time by playing a few of his songs with local musicians Walt Michael and Caleb Stein. Walt is the executive director of Common Ground on the Hill. They present concerts throughout the year in Baltimore and in Westminster. Caleb Stein is one of our area's most respected singer-songwriters. Tomorrow is Pete's birthday. He would have turned 95. So in honor of Pete, we wanted to share our tribute with you once again. So Walt, Pete Seeger had a very close relationship with you and Common Ground on the Hill.
He did. And, you know, that was the way he worked. He worked with small groups and he felt that that was the way the world was going to survive. I first encountered him on the Hudson River Sloop in 1969. I stowed aboard the sloop because I heard that it was happening. I honestly stowed aboard the sloop, and the next morning I woke up to Pete Seeger in the rigging singing an Indian sunrise song.
And, of course, he loved his Hudson River.
Oh, he loved the river, and eventually I ended up living in the town next to him. He lived in Beacon. I lived in Cold Spring, and every once in a while I'd run into him, but what people need to understand about Pete was that he was really firmly rooted in his community and cared about the local community. He modeled that kind of great behavior, really.
Indeed. And Caleb Stein, such an influence on so many musicians for so many generations. I mean, we talk about, you know, Bob Dylan and the ones who are, you know, the clear sort of inheritors of his legacy, but all of us are influenced by him.
Right. And I think what Pete does for me and for all the people playing folk music is he represents a musical performance as a communal sing-along. A Pete Seeger concert was not about ego. It was not just some form of passive entertainment. It was everybody there all together. And I think Pete was saying, you know, singing is a human birthright. This is something we all do and we should all do.
Well, we wanted to sing a couple of Pete Seeger tunes, and of course there's this treasure trove to choose from. And when you think about the list of songs that he brought to our attention or wrote, you know, We Shall Overcome, Turn, sure. Turn, Turn, Guantanamera, Little Boxes. I mean, the list is endless. Let's play Where Have All the Flowers Gone. And for folks listening at home, sing along with us.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone for husbands, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever? Where have all the husbands gone? Long time passing. Where have all the husbands gone? Long time ago. Where have all the husbands gone? They've gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? No, when will they ever? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? have all the graveyards gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Walt Michael, Pete actually played at Common Ground on the Hill a few times.
He came to Baltimore, right? He came twice. I'll tell a very quick little story here about how he got in touch before he arrived. And I heard that he would be taking a train down. Well, I came and answered my phone mail, and here was this voice saying, "Walt, this is Pete, and I'll be taking the train down, and I'm wondering if there's any public transportation from Baltimore to Westminster."
Yeah, Westminster.
I mean, that was him, and he wasn't kidding. You know, yeah. Of course, we went and picked him up, but that was Pete all the way. He was for the common man, and he wanted to ride and walk the way common people did.
The notion that a singer-songwriter could write about things other than love sort of started with the guys, you know, Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, and the music that they were writing for the labor movement. I mean, he was the one. They were the guys who really joined activism and music.
And they were processing other people's music. I think that's important to know. Is that, you know, a lot of Pete's stuff, in fact, all of it, really, he found bits and pieces in places, and he put them together. Where Have All the Flowers Gone was a Russian folk song.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have this vision of, like, you know, some kid 50 years from now finding a computer file of Pete Seeger. And I think inherent in those recordings is this idea of do it yourself. Hey, get out there, pick up an instrument. Let's make it. Let's build the house. Let's build the communal sing-along.
Well, let's sing another tune of Pete's, a very, very famous one. If I Had a Hammer, Walt, you got your 12-string. Let's sing this great tune.
Sing along with as you're drinking your coffee out there,
please. That's right. Sing along, If I Had a Hammer.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out a love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, well, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out the love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
Walt Michael and Caleb Stein. Walt Michael is the executive director of Common Ground on the Hill. They'll present two separate keynote lectures to be followed by sing-along concerts in honor of Pete Seeger on June 30th and July 7th. Caleb Stein's latest album is called Maybe God is Lonely Too. He'll be taking his guitar to the Wyman Park Dell in Charles Village tomorrow at noon. You can join him there for an impromptu sing-along in honor of Pete Seeger. I'm Tom Hall. Ahead on Maryland Morning, we've got a preview of this year's Maryland Film Festival. Stay with us on 88.1.